This is the Sakar Moli of 17th of December 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you have to remain very happy in your thoughts, words and deeds. Make everyone happy. Don't cause anyone sorrow. Question. What should you doubly non-violent children pay attention to? Answer. 1. Pay attention that you don't say any words with which anyone would experience sorrow, because to cause anyone sorrow, even with words, is violence. 2. We are going to become deities, therefore our behaviour has to be very royal. Our food and drink should neither be too rich nor too simple. Song. This is a battle between the weak and the strong. Om Shanti. The Father first of all explains to you sweetest, long lost and now found children every day. Sit here while considering yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. It is said, attention please. So the Father says, firstly, pay attention to the Father. The Father is so sweet. He is called the ocean of love and the ocean of knowledge. So you also have to become loving. You should experience happiness in your every thought, word, and deed. Don't cause anyone sorrow. The Father doesn't make anyone unhappy. The Father has come to make you happy. You too mustn't cause any type of sorrow for anyone. You mustn't perform any such action. It shouldn't even enter your thoughts. However, that will be your stage at the end. Your physical senses make you make one mistake or another. If you consider yourselves to be souls, and consider others to be your brother souls, you won't cause anyone sorrow. If you don't look at the body, how could you cause anyone sorrow? This requires incognito effort. This is all work for your intellects. You are now becoming those with divine intellects. When you had divine intellects, you experienced a lot of happiness. You were the masters of the land of happiness. This is the world of sorrow. This is very simple. That land of silence is our sweet home. We came from there to play our parts. Here we played our parts of sorrow for a long time, and we now want to go to the land of happiness. Therefore, we have to consider ourselves to be brothers. Souls cannot cause sorrow for souls. Consider yourselves to be souls while talking to souls. The soul is seated on the throne. This is Shiv Baba's chariot. Daughters say that they are decorating Shiv Baba's chariot, that they are feeding Shiv Baba's chariot. So they only remember Shiv Baba. He is the benevolent Father. He says, I even benefit the five elements. There nothing ever causes any difficulty. Here there are sometimes storms and sometimes intense cold and sometimes something else. There it is constantly spring. There is no mention of sorrow there. That is heaven. The Father has come to make you into the masters of heaven. God is the highest on high. He is the highest on high Father and the highest on high Supreme Teacher. And so, He would definitely make you the highest on high. You were like Lakshmi and Narayan. You have forgotten all of these things. Only the Father explains all of these things. When the rishis and munis were asked if they knew the Creator, and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation, they said, neti neti, neither this nor that. Since they didn't have this knowledge, how could it have continued from time immemorial? The Father says, only at this time do I give you this knowledge. Once you are in salvation, there is no need for this knowledge. There is no degradation there. The Golden Age is called salvation. Here there is degradation. However, no one knows that they are in a state of degradation. The Father is remembered as the liberator, the guide and the boatman. He takes everyone's boat across from the ocean of poison. That is called the ocean of milk. They have portrayed Vishnu in a lake of milk. All of that is praise from the path of devotion. They have a big lake in which they place a very big image of Vishnu. The Father explains, you used to rule the whole world. You have experienced defeat and victory many times. The Father says, lust is the greatest enemy. By conquering it, you become the conquerors of the world. So you should do that in great happiness. You may live at home with your families on the household path, but live as purely as a lotus. You are now changing from thorns into flowers. You now understand that this is a forest of thorns. They harass one another so much, they even beat one another. The Father tells you, sweetest children, it is now the stage of retirement for all of you. It is the stage of retirement for all, young and old. You are now studying to go beyond sound. You have now found the Satguru. He will definitely take you beyond sound. This is a university. God speaks. I teach you Raja Yoga and make you into the kings of kings. Those who were worthy of worship kings then became royal worshippers. So the Father says, children, make effort very well. Imbibe divine virtues. You may eat, drink, and go to Srinath. There you receive a lot of food cooked with clarified butter. They also have wells of clarified butter. Who eats all of that? Those worshippers who look after everything there. They have made images of Srinath and Jagannath in black stone. They have dirty images of the deities in the Jagannath temple. They cook a big pot of rice there. When the rice is cooked, it automatically splits into four equal parts. They offer bhog of just rice because everything is now ordinary. On this side all are poor, and on the other side all are wealthy. Just look how poor everyone is now. They don't even have enough to eat or drink. In the Golden Age you have everything. The Father sits here and explains to souls. Shiv Baba is very sweet. He is the incorporeal. It is the soul who is loved. It is the soul who is invoked. When someone dies, the body is burnt and the soul is invoked and a lamp ignited in his memory. They do that because they think that the soul is in darkness. The soul is without a body, and so how can there be any question of darkness? These things do not exist there. All of that is the path of devotion. The Father explains so well. This knowledge is very sweet. You have to listen with your eyes open. You will at least then look at the Father. You know that Shiv Baba is present here, and so you should sit with your eyes open. You should look at the unlimited Father, should you not? Earlier, when the daughters used to look at Baba, they would go into trance. They would go into trance while just sitting together. They used to run around with their eyes closed. It was a wonder. The Father continues to explain. When you look at one another, consider yourselves to be talking to your brother soul or explaining to your brother soul. Will you not take the advice of the unlimited Father? If you become pure in this last birth, you will become the masters of the pure world. Baba explains to many. Some instantly say, Baba, I will definitely become pure. It is good to remain pure. When a Kumari is pure, everyone bows down to her. When she gets married, she becomes a worshipper. She then has to bow down to everyone. So purity is good, is it not? When there is purity, there is also peace and prosperity. Everything depends on purity. You call out, O purifier, come. Ravan doesn't exist in the pure world. That is the kingdom of Rama, where everyone lives like milk and sugar. That is the kingdom of righteousness, and so how could Ravan exist there? They sit and relate the Ramayana, etc., with so much love. All of that is devotion. Daughters used to dance while having visions. There is the praise of the boat of truth. It will rock, but never sink. People are not forbidden to go to any other gatherings, but they are told not to come here. The Father is giving you this knowledge. You become BKs. You definitely have to become Brahmins. The Father is the one who establishes heaven, and so we surely have to become the masters of heaven. Why are we still here in hell? We now understand that we were previously worshippers. We are now becoming worthy of worship for 21 births. We have been worshippers for 63 births, and we will now become the worthy of worship masters of heaven. This knowledge is for changing from an ordinary human into Narayan. God speaks, I make you into kings of kings. Impure kings bow down to pure kings. There is definitely a temple in the palace of every emperor. It would generally be a temple to Radhe and Krishna, Lakshmi and Narayan, or Rama and Sita. Nowadays they even build temples to Ganesh or Hanuman, etc. There is so much blind faith on the path of devotion. You now understand that you truly did rule a kingdom and that you then fell onto the path of sin. The Father now explains to you that this is your last birth. Sweetest children, you were in heaven at first. You then gradually came down and have now fallen to the floor. You now say, We were very elevated, and the Father is making us elevated once again. We continue to study every 5,000 years. This is called the repetition of the history and geography of the world. Baba says, I am making you children into the masters of the world. It will be your kingdom over the whole world. It says in the song, Baba, you give us such a kingdom that no one can snatch it away from us. There are now so many partitions. They fight over water and land. They continue to look after their own people. If they didn't do that, youths would start to throw stones. Those people think that the youth are strong and will therefore protect Bharat. So they are now showing their strength. Look at the condition of the world. It is the kingdom of Ravan. The father says, this is the devilish community. You are now becoming those of the deity community. How could there be a war between devils and deities? You are becoming doubly non-violent. Deities are called doubly non-violent. It is said non-violence is the supreme religion of the deities. Baba has explained that to cause anyone sorrow with words is also violence. You are becoming deities, and so there has to be royalty in every respect. Your food and drink should neither be too rich nor too simple. It should be just right. Kings, etc., speak very little. The subjects have a lot of love for their kings. Look at what is happening here. There are now so many riots and so much revolution. The father says, it is when the conditions are like this that I come and make the world peaceful. The government wants everyone to become united. All are brothers. This is a play. The father says to you children, you don't have to worry about anything. There is a lot of difficulty about grain. There will be so much grain that you will be able to take as much as you want without any expense. You are now establishing that deity kingdom. We are now making our health such that we will never become ill. This is a guarantee. We are also making our characters like those of the deities. You can explain to ministers according to whatever field they are the ministers of. You have to explain with great tact. They write very good opinions. However, when you tell them that they should also come to understand this, they say that they don't have the time. Tell them, when important people make some noise, the poor will also benefit. The father explains, death is now over everyone's head. While you are saying, today, Hach, tomorrow, Kal, death, Kal, will eat you up. You have become like Kumbhakarna. Children enjoy explaining a great deal. Baba has had these pictures made. Dada did not have this knowledge. You receive an inheritance from your physical fathers and from this paralaukic father. You don't receive an inheritance from the alaukic father. This one is the agent in between. There is no inheritance from him. You mustn't remember Prajapita Brahma. You will not receive anything from me. I am also studying. Those are just limited inheritances, whereas this other inheritance, is from the unlimited Father. What inheritance would Prajapita Brahma give you? The Father says, constantly remember me alone. This one is the chariot. You mustn't remember the chariot. God is called the highest on high. The Father sits here and explains to you souls. It is the soul who does everything. The soul sheds one skin and takes another. There is the example of the snake. You are the buzzing bees. You buzz this knowledge. By relating this knowledge, you can make anyone into a master of the world. Why would you not remember the Father who makes you into the masters of the world? The Father has now come, and so, why do you not claim your inheritance from him? Why do you say that you don't have time? Good children are able to understand in a second. Baba has explained to you that people worship Lakshmi. What do you receive from Lakshmi? And what do you receive from Amba? Lakshmi is a goddess of heaven. They ask her for alms of money. Amba makes you into masters of the world. She fulfills all your desires. All your desires are fulfilled by following Srimad. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Make your awareness of being a soul firm so that you don't make any mistakes with your physical senses. Don't look at bodies. Pay attention to the One Father. 2. It is now your stage of retirement. Therefore make effort to go beyond sound. Definitely become pure. Let it remain in your intellect that the boat of truth may rock, but it will never sink. Therefore, don't be afraid of obstacles. Blessing. May you be a conqueror of matter and of Maya, and with this knowledge of the drama, make your stage unshakable. No matter what type of paper comes through matter or Maya, do not have the slightest upheaval. If you have questions such as what is this, why did this happen, when a problem attacks you, you will fail. So, no matter what happens, let this sound emerge from within. Wah, sweet drama, wah. Let there be no thought such as, oh, what happened? Let your stage be such that there is no fluctuation in any thought. Let your stage be constantly immovable and unshakable, and you will receive the blessing of being a conqueror of matter and a conqueror of Maya. Slogan: to relate good news and give happiness is a most elevated duty. Aviat signal. Now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatit. The effort of Maharatis is especially to practice this. Be a karma yogi one moment and then go into your karmatit stage the next. In the old world and in the final old body, do not let any illness bring any type of upheaval to your elevated stage. Let there only be thoughts of your original self, thoughts of this knowledge, and pure and positive thoughts for others. Only then will you be said to have the karmatit stage. Om Shanti.